Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's 18th of March. First, in Pakistan, a blast targeting a passenger train has killed 4 people and injured another 6 people near Dera Murad Jamali in the southern province of Balochistan yesterday. Balochistan is plagued by a separatist insurgency. Terror attacks by the insurgent groups are a major concern in the province. Clients are advised to be aware of the frequent attacks by the insurgents and avoid traveling to remote areas of the province. In Nepal, the Nepali Congress Party has called on the government to take the Netra Bikram Chand led Communist Party of Nepal into confidence and convince them to come to the negotiation table. The Communist Party of Nepal, Maoist, was banned by the government last week after a series of arson attacks and bomb blasts in the last month. The attacks were targeted at assets of foreign companies, including Malaysian telecom operator Ncell. The main opposition party cautioned the government to avoid the path of the prohibition against the Constitution. The Nepali Congress Party considers measures including banning and prohibiting a political party against the spirit of the Constitution, which was passed after the Civil War ended in 2006. Chand-led Communist Party of Nepal has accused the government of straying from the communist ideology, and the party has been accused of indulging in extortion and criminal activities. In India, the Congress Party has announced that they will be contesting the general elections in West Bengal, the eastern state of India, without an alliance this year. The announcement comes after the talks with the Communist Party of India Marxists broke down last week. The Communist Party of India was in power in West Bengal until 2014 for over 3 decades. The Congress Party has been trying to form an alliance with regional parties to take on the incumbent Bharatiya Janata Party this year in the general elections. The BJP has a majority in the lower house of the parliament and is seeking to retain the power for a second term this year. The BJP is facing a crisis in Goa after its chief minister Manohar Parrikar passed away yesterday. A political crisis in the state broke out after the opposition parties led by the Congress requested the governor to dissolve the state government and lay claim to form a new government. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.